Would you take two, three running backs over Ezekiel Elliott? Is the list even larger than that? 877-881-1053. A lot of people hating on Zeke right now. A lot of people furious with the fact that they couldn't convert. Not just the second down, but the third down. 2 yards is all you needed. You got -3 on two plays.
That's
not going to be good enough. And Jerry Jones was asked this morning when he was on with Sean and RJ, are you concerned about the run game?
We can make some adjustments in our run game that, on hindsight, we can second guess, which you always can. We can make some adjustments in our run game and give us some better results. And I like the ability to take the option we have of doing some of our run RPO stuff, run pass option, which is in the run aspect of it, what we were trying to do on the goal line. But I see us utilizing what we're basically developing, and that's the ability to use our quarterback in a run-pass option game, and that's going to, with some adjustments we can make in our blocking, that we can do better than we did Sunday. I think that we can make the running game more effective.
One of the reasons I love the ability to do the radio rewind with the radio.com app is you can run it back and listen to Jerry explain to you what an RPO is.
I really didn't enjoy that. Plus, I like the way he said it as if they had no idea. He's like, that's a run pass option. Oh.
You remember when Chris Collinsworth and those guys were bringing it up during the Super Bowl? It's all you heard.
It was a drinking game for that.
Yes. That's all you heard was, hey, the RPO, this is called a run pass option. You didn't play that game?
No.
I don't believe you, Shippy.
Away.
I believe you were the leader of that game.
I started it.
And you know what, though? And then, so that's now a lot of people are furious with Zeke saying he's not good enough. You've invested all this money in this guy. You've invested, the entire offensive line, and he's not providing you what your money has been invested for. And I know Collinsworth said that about Kirk Cousins the other day. Whenever the money gets invested, people start talking differently about the player. And I wonder, is it because he got the money? Because everybody loved Zeke before it was time for him to get a contract. Everybody thought that he was essential and key to this team.
Yep.
When did people start falling out of love with Ezekiel Elliott? And who are you taking? You're taking Dalvin Cook. Like, that guy's breaking tackles like crazy. You're taking him. He's got 10 touchdowns. Him and McCaffrey are right neck and neck for being MVP. I know, Kevin, you really love what McCaffrey's doing. Their numbers are so close to the same. I think Dalvin Cook might have more receiving yards and more rushing yards than Christian McCaffrey. So I think you're taking those two running backs over Zeke for sure. And Jerry Jones said that there are only two or three running backs that are as good or better than him. 877-881-1053.
You mentioned Dalvin Cook breaking tackles. On Sunday, the Cowboys allowed 144 yards after contact to the Vikings. That's the most they allowed in a game this season.
You know what's really sad?
Todd Archer.
I thought you were going to say they allowed 144 broken tackles. I really did for half a second. I was going to be like, no, yeah, I believe that.
The previous high was 70 yards against Philadelphia in Week 7, so they doubled it in terms of how poor their tackling was on Sunday.
From the 817, running backs you would take over Zeke, McCaffrey, Jones, Cook, Kamara, Jacobs, Fournette. There's no way in hell I would take Leonard Fournette
He's got more yards.
Ezekiel Elliott. Dalvin and maybe Saquon is who I might take over Zeke from the 210. From the 817, wow. At this point, I would put Pollard in more than Zeke. And from the 6826, Jones, Cook, Chubb, Fournette, Henry, and McCaffrey. Wow, really? Derrick Henry over Zeke, huh?
All right.
I don't know about all that.
All right, let me ask you this, Kevin. How many 20-plus yard rushing plays does Zeke have this year?
I would guess 0-2.
3-1.
Called it.
Jacobs has 5. Fournette has 6. Henry has 3. Carson has 6. Chubb has 8. McCaffrey has 6. And Dalvin Cook has 7. So, like, you're not getting big gashing plays from your running game.
Right.
That being said, I don't think that he's that different of a running back than he used to be. It wasn't blocked well on Sunday night. That especially if that was an RPO which is kind of weird because the wide receivers were blocking on the play. If that was an RPO, then, you know, it got busted up, man. It got busted up the way that it was. Travis Frederick told us he was frustrated about it, too, because of the way that it all went down. Your offense, your left guard isn't as good. But, man, I feel like Ezekiel is still a really good running back. He's not playing well this year, though.
And that's the issue that you run into is I don't disagree with that at all. But the problem is I didn't just pay for a really good running back. I paid for the best running back. You know, and my concern is that I hate saying this, but my concern is that Zeke got with his team and he's like, look, man, my days of being a lead are over, or my days of being a lead are almost over. We need to get paid now, because if I go through this year, I'm not going to get the kind of contract that I want. And so initially, my thoughts are there are four running backs that I would take, I think, pretty quickly ahead of Zeke: McCaffrey, Saquon, Dalvin Cook, and Alvin Kamara. Like, I think I would take all four of those guys over Zeke. And the thing is, if you had asked me 2 years ago, my answer is zero. Zero, zero.
Yeah.
And the only person I think who would even maybe even be competition was, like, depending on what you thought about Le'Veon Bell. But other than that, it would be zero. And so what's happened in the 2 years since then? You've won nothing, and now you had to pay him, and he's gotten worse. Like, that is the worst possible combination. Is the concern that Ezekiel Elliott is getting worse and now gets paid much more. That's bad.
One of my biggest problems is I think that Kellen Moore is a creative passing game guy. I don't think that he's very creative with the run game, because I haven't seen it yet. Now, Zeke had three straight games of 100 yards or more.
He did.
And I wasn't begging for another running back when he was averaging 5 yards a carry against the Eagles and looking awesome. I wasn't begging for another running back whenever he had 139 yards, 6 yards a carry against the Giants. But obviously, whenever you get it 20 times and you only get 47 yards, something happened. And, you know, Jerry has said they came out and hung a big sign up that said Zeke's not going anywhere. They made a commitment to put things in play that forced the Cowboys to not be able to run. That's frustrating, because this was, what, one of the four lowest, the only four times in his career has he been held under 40 yards. One of them, obviously, was that Broncos game that was like 9 yards. It was ridiculous. And he only had, what, 8 carries the entire game in that game. They lose whenever he doesn't get 50 yards. That's just how it is. He has to be a part of the game, because what his threat is should be able to do what they did in the passing game, right? Because they said, we are stopping Zeke from beating us. The Cowboys were able to pass as much as they did. Dak was really good, but it was because of what they said. So they just took that away from you. I think you want to be balanced. You have to have the ability to be balanced, but you also have to win, and you got to win up front. I'm still taking Zeke. I'm still taking him in my top four.
Okay.
That's where I'm putting him.
All right, and so then what do you think about the people who, like, I've seen Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, and then I've seen
You're lying if you're taking Derrick Henry. You're lying to yourself. He had a 60-yard run for a touchdown. You're like, oh, my God, Derrick Henry does that all the time. No, you don't want Derrick Henry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. What about Josh Jacobs?
He's young. I mean, he's exciting, isn't he? Like, you got Kyler Murray and him that are making the bid for Rookie of the Year right now. I guess Nick Bosa is...
They do it weird, but they do Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year.
You know, so I think that those two guys are in the mix for it. But you know what, man? Go back and look at the history of running backs in a John Gruden system. The history of running backs in a system, they get 1,000 yards. Like, that's just... He is very well... He's smart at constructing a game plan that will allow his guys to get the maximum amount of yards and the maximum amount of plays. And that's why Gruden's going to have success with a guy like Josh Jacobs too. I'm not taking him over him yet, but I'm not giving up on Zeke right now. I have about three running backs in front of him, but you know what? In a couple weeks, that could all change. He could go back up to number one, get a couple touchdowns, get back in the mix. He could be right there.
That's a really interesting way you describe that. Like, just think about the odd dynamic about how much little things can separate us. So you have him at fourth, and I have him at fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And my contention is I'm really concerned that you're paying him all this money and you're not getting the production. And your contention is don't give up on him. He could be right back up at the top. We're only one spot apart. That really is remarkable. Yeah. Like if you think about, but that also kind of speaks to like the potential, the direction that you think he might be going. And the direction that I think that Ezekiel Elliott might be going is not necessarily down as much as like he's plateaued and he's not ever getting better. And it's the same exact concern that you have in terms of somebody like Dak Prescott is when you couldn't win when they were cheaper and now they're going to be more expensive. I need you to get better. And I don't think there is any chance. You know what I'm going to say right now? I don't think there's any chance Ezekiel Elliott has not already played his best football.
Well, that's interesting. Against the Vikings, if they were daring Ezekiel Elliott to beat them, they weren't loading the box or anything. It was typically a 6-man box. They were daring Ezekiel Elliott to beat the Vikings. And I wonder if going forward, other defenses are now going to adopt that plan and if that's going to be the norm now for the Cowboys.
I also want to point out, I went back and looked. Derrick Henry is going to have his best year this year.
How old is Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry is 25. And he's going to have his best season this season. His first two seasons, they were still trying to figure out what they were doing with him. He does have some explosive runs. He had the 99-yard run last year. He had a 68-yard run this week. But he's got 830 yards right now and 8 touchdowns. Last year, he had 12 touchdowns. And he's going to surpass his 1,059 yards this year. I mean, in a couple games, he'll probably do that. And he's a big bruising back. And coming out of college, you know, Jeff was like, that dude needs a takeoff. He needs a runway in order to get going. But once he gets going, it's tough to stop him. Zeke had the very shifty big-time vision and the footwork that went along with being a hurdler. And it's appeared like some of that footwork isn't there anymore. The explosion isn't there. And I wonder if that's from wear and tear from the first few seasons of his career.
The 817, weren't we all just praising Zeke a couple weeks ago when he went off? I think that's the issue is like for all the praise he got, there was still that underlying bit of like hesitation where I've definitely praised him. I was like, man, I'm glad that he looked good because I've been really worried. And so I hope he continues it. And then when he doesn't continue it, guess what happens? You bounce back to, this is exactly what I was worried about. So I don't think it's knee jerk. And then somebody else, of course, brought up the offensive line. And I know this is what we squabble about back and forth. I am not saying it is a running back's job to consistently dominate when your offensive line sucks. I'm just saying, once in a while, the offensive line, when they fail, I need you to make a play anyway.
With what the Cowboys want to accomplish in the playoffs, I'm frustrated today because Kevin, Jerry didn't sound that frustrated by this team. You know, he doesn't sound that concerned about it all. And he keeps saying, hey, look, and he keeps deflecting. The Vikings are a good team. The Vikings are a good team. And you could say that about the Packers and the Saints, too, and you lost those three games. If your guys aren't able to convert second and third down with 2 yards in the run game because they're a good team, you're losing in the playoffs. And like Jason Garrett's career is going to ride on whether or not they can win in the playoffs. And they got to figure out how to win on that play right there. You got 2 yards to get. And are you going to do it with the pass? Are you going to be able to do it with your running back? And I think that they have confidence, stubbornness, arrogance, whatever you want to call it, that they can do it with their running back. And that's why they've paid him as the number one running back. That's why they gave him that money.